Guys, I think you need to know something.
Yes.
I think you need to know that we have to record so many intros to this podcast.
Every single time.
And sometimes we'll like get a running start when we're talking. We'll be like, okay, if we start talking, it'll sound super natural. We just like let them in, you know, in the middle of our conversation because like we're unbothered.
Yeah.
It's, what do you say? What is, what's in a word?
I just start, I press it and then I'm like, okay, this is that.
And we just gotta wait on the other one to like do something and we just like, yeah. But
yeah.
Here we are. It is two birds catching up.
Woo!
That means it's Friday.
It
you
is.
Made it.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you for meeting us here. It's
once
really,
again, you
I know
look
you're
great.
Busy. Yeah. We know that it's been a hard week, but
yeah.
You're ready to bust it down. You're ready to hang out.
Bust it down, Tatiana.
You know, you're ready to do it.
Absolutely.
All right, Seth, well, what's been up? What's
Nothing's what's really happened? Been going on with me. I'm still just working on all this pain stuff. I'm actually helping Adam and AJ, our producers, move later, so... Yeah, it's been a busy time, but Brittany, your week has been really fun. You had a show at The Row.
I had a great week. Yeah,
that was
I had
awesome.
A really good show at The Row.
She did amazing.
Oh my gosh. It
just
was,
so everybody knows.
It was really fun. It was like one of those shows that you're like, you know what, I just had so much fun the whole time, and you hate to see when the time's running out. You're like,
yeah.
I had such a good time.
I had such a good time.
Yeah.
There were people...
It got wild.
There were people... Yeah, it got a little wild.
I
there were
lie.
People sitting front row, like, chanting, encore, encore, which
oh,
is great.
Yeah, which I love. I love that. Thank you. Oh, my God.
It was so like, sweet. But what some people don't know is that there is, like, you know, a business side to this whole music thing.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. people have... put in time slots for specific song amounts or specific,
right.
you know, time
you know,
frames and stuff like that.
You know,
that.
I don't want to overstay my welcome. I don't want to,
yeah.
you know, cut into if the people at the venue are trying to get home. Like,
yeah.
you want to respect their time. Like,
yeah.
you know, you'd hope they respect yours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when they were chanting that, the guy who runs the whole deal... A great guy, but he, you know,
sadly couldn't. He
said,
couldn't.
You know, we're out of time. We
yeah.
we don't have any more time.
And the people got really, really
yeah.
mad.
Yeah, well, I was like, okay, guys. I was like, looks like we don't have enough time. I'm love taking it. And they just started booing him right then and there.
Right then and there.
Yep.
They
and
did not
he,
care.
Yep. And they were like, don't listen to him. And he said, we don't have time. And he looked at me with a look in his eyes.
I think he would have killed you if he sang
yes,
another song.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
We would have been talking about you
yep.
on Spookies and Conspiracies.
Yes, because I would have been dead. Yeah, he looked at me with his eyes, with his look that said, don't
you string that guitar.
Dare. If I hear one G chord out of you, you're done.
You're done.
And I said, yes, sir. I said, okay, we don't have any time. Thank you so much. All right, Brittany's gone.
But the good news is she'll be back.
Yes,
I mean,
of course.
Row,
and
she's
no, yeah, yes, I have. And the people were actually like, bring her back tomorrow. And it's like, there's other artists scheduled that
yes.
really need their time.
Once again, a business side of it. We can't just
like,
pop up and do
I'm
that.
The least like type of person like that. I'm never going to be like, only me. It's my time. Like,
yeah,
da, da, da,
yeah.
da. I'm just not.
Like,
I had a great time.
Yeah.
You know, everybody came out. It was really fun.
I loved it. And she performed new ones off of... She performed.
I did. I performed a little too.
I was about to say...
Desperado.
I was about to say
okay.
Desperado, and I was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say
yes.
the title or not.
Okay, track
Desperado.
Reveal.
I love Desperado, you guys.
It's
like,
fun. I really like it.
I begged her to make it a single, but to be quite frank, any song on this EP, I was like, when she was recording it, I was like, you know what? And that's a single. And that's the
we
first single.
We did great. We wrote some bops. I'm excited for y'all to hear
But
it.
Desperado is my favorite.
But
so
speaking
much.
Of new music, we have a little something on your end.
A little lyric breakdown. Brittany, what did you bring?
I meant
first?
All this pain release.
Oh, you're right. Oh, never mind. Sorry. I was like skipping over 10 bullet points. My bad. I'm sorry. No, All This Pain is coming out. It'll be out on, what is this month? July 25th.
Probably.
I think it's July.
Oh my gosh, we got a bunch of stuff going on July
yeah.
25th, okay?
Yes. Well, 7. What's July?
I can't tell them about it.
Oh, what is it?
We'll talk later.
Okay. I don't guess I know. But yes, we are doing release of All This Pain on July 25th. I'm really excited about that. And this is the second single from the upcoming EP. And it's going to be much more, of course, from the title. The title gives away the fact that it will be more ballad. But I figured, you know, have the upbeat one first,
mm-hmm.
Unexpected, and really let people know how that new sound
yep.
is going to be, and then, you know, kind of bring it back down and show
yep.
the more depressing side of it, I guess, as well.
Yeah, and kind of like both, low action.
Yes, okay. Both of the emotions that you'll find. I like to give a lot of emotion on my project. So perfect. You're going to find in-betweens on the EP as well, but that is the second single, All This Pain.
We love that.
Yeah. And then we've got, I'm going to go ahead and actually say this. It's going to be on a poster pretty soon with some other shows, but on August 23rd, there will be an EP release party at the Up Bar and Lounge. Okay. I'm going to be performing with a DJ. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have food. We're going to have everyone there. My family is coming from West Virginia, so if anybody needs a ride, just hit me up and let me know, because I would love to have everybody here. And that's going to be really, really, really fun. This is, like I said before, this is like the most, you know, open I've been on an EP or any type of music. Most of my old music was co-wrote. This is all wrote by myself and with Britt, but that's by myself as well. But yeah, this EP is just very different. So I'm very excited about it and, you know, living in the moment, but ready for the future. I'm excited. So, so yeah. What do we got for lyric breakdown today, Britt? What are we bringing to the table?
Okay, well, this one's an exciting one because earlier this week I went with my great friend Gracie to a little thing called Every Damn Monday at the Basement.
Every Damn
Monday. At the Basement East. And,
yes. That's a really fun venue. They do a lot of shows there all the time. If you guys are ever visiting Nashville and want to see a show, that's a really cool spot.
Variety of stuff, just amazing. Mm-hmm. Charlie Worsham is the host of Every Damn Monday, and he is a guy that's been in the industry for a long time, ever since he was like 12. He won some national fiddling competition, like has been performing on the Opry since he was like 12 to 15. Like, he is wildin', but he's slept on so much. Like, he's put out two records that are out right now, and they're amazing. Like, country artist, he's from Mississippi, and like really has that influence in him. Songwriting, everything wise, like I'm.
Yeah.
But I went to Every Damn Monday and he performed with Brent Cobb and they did a little band they call Hot Possum and they did a bunch of old tunes like George Jones and Waylon and everything like that, and it was so fun. Like, I just wish Charlie would get the recognition he needs. You know, I know he's listening, along with Meghan Markle, of course.
and Offset, didn't we say something about him in one episode?
I think we said he was listening as well.
Because we said that he was just there during his performance. We said,
right.
Oh, hi, Offset.
Hi, Offset. He was just here, actually.
No, but also, you guys, side note, real good music, singer-songwriter type stuff, you got to dig for it sometimes. You got to either come across it or you got to just search for, you know, we love music that's given to us and what's on the radio and what's playing, but to really find a style of music that you connect with and is different and just in its own lane and beautiful.
There's so
you
much
I mean?
Out there. There's so
there's
much
There's so other. Much music.
Okay. So this particular song is off Charlie's second record and the song is called Old Time's Sake. It is just a perfect, like, late night bar ballad, like just simple and like it's perfect. Just the whole, we'll put it up on our website as we do. But
for 2 seconds, I thought you were gonna say Old Town Road.
And if you ain't got no giddy, old thing giddy, okay.
You guys have to listen to that new remix.
Do they?
It's hilarious. Do they?
Okay,
it's funny.
So he, essentially, here he starts out with, I'm on my third one, so I've got a loose tongue, but if you feel thirsty, I'll buy you one too. At the risk of a cliche, would it be okay if we sit together and talk for a few? Now, I usually get home before I get too gone, but I don't think staying would be a mistake. So this is like, he's so simple in this song, but it's just the tone of it. I love everything about it. It's just the way he articulates things, so I love it.
He's really telling a story.
Yes, and it's like a song where the emotions kind of turn. He starts, he's lonely at this at this bar, and he's, you know, kind of in his head, routine kind of thing, and gives us a little insight into himself in just three stanzas, you know? I love that. There's such different tactics used in pop music versus country music, versus rap, and I like to just dip my toe in all of it. Appreciate all the good things about all of it. I love this song too. Could I dance with you? Let's try something new for old time's sake. I love that phrase. Let's try something new for old time's sake.
Love that.
You know, he's like normally just sitting on the stool alone, getting tipsy, and then heading home alone. And you know, it's like a little glimmer of hope there. Love that. If I had a nickel, I love this part. Okay. If I had a nickel for every George Dickel silver tongued promise made in this bar, we'd be sitting and sipping on something expensive, making a killing off desperate hearts. Like, that's just a cool image. It's like, for every...
He's got a way with words.
Absolutely, he does.
He puts his words together, yeah.
Yes, and this, like, when you hear it coupled with the music, it's so, it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you didn't know better, you'd think I was clever casting my lines in this neon lake. Love. But I ain't here fishing. I'm just kind of wishing we'd try something new for old time's sake. He's like this, saying, this is innocent, this is sweet, this is,
yeah,
you know, maybe this could work out. Like, I,
and that's hard to find nowadays. Right. That's gorgeous.
It's getting on late. We're getting on great. It'd be easy to take this way too far. You know I want to, but I think I like you enough to just walk you out to your car. Right.
Stop. That's not
the pain. The pain. Oh my gosh. I love it. I just,
we need music like this today.
Try something new for old time's sake. Like, let's try something new. Let's not have this sleazy hookup. Yeah. Like, I actually like you and respect you as a person, so I want to get to know you.
Mm.
Okay, and the tea. All of you out here.
All of you out there.
Listen up. Okay. Innocent, no. I just know how it could go if we jump in too quick, so I'm willing to wait. Well, this might sound crazy. Old fashioned, maybe, but let's try something new for old time's sake. Why
does that make me want to cry?
Why am I crying in the club right now? Pause this thing. No. Okay. But he's just gotten out completely with words. Go look up his whole, like, discography. Everything you're going to find is just going to be elevated writing, beautiful melodies. He's a hell of a guitar player, you know, fiddle player. He can do anything.
And we'll connect it on our website.
And Every Damn Monday, if you're in a Nashville area, please go to Every Damn Monday. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so good. Support this man. You just heard that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even have the music and we were crying, just reading the words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It really sucks that some of the... It's crazy to know how many artists are living in Nashville or anywhere out in the world and just will sadly never get the recognition.
Yeah.
And it sucks. And I'm probably going to be one of them.
No, okay. Well, it also sucks for me because I look at someone like freaking Charlie Worsham with the words. I mean, he has definitely attained success. He's performed on the Opry so many times. Like, he has definitely achieved some huge, huge goals, but I think he should be recognized way more for the talent he has at literally everything.
And we're not going to shade anybody on the top country music charts or anything, but there's a lot of these people that are, of course, repeating themselves. And every once in a while, it's nice to hear new things, and it's nice to go back to the roots of what music should be in general.
That song was not a song just for... Vamp the chorus, like, the song, you'll know the chorus after one listen, you'll want, like, stuck in your head just for, like, scientific equation reasons to get you to like it because, you know what, I'm not down.
Sadly, it does work now, but it doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work for me. It does sometimes.
I like production a lot. Everybody knows that, but I don't, I have to have my production behind the lyrics.
Heard.
You know what I mean?
All right.
That was a beautiful one. Oh my God, Brittany, that's hard to follow up. I have nothing close to that. That's a very good one. Okay, you guys. Well, I am a fan of, and I will never, ever stray because I think, I don't even know if you guys know how many songs that she has written that you know that aren't sung by her. Sia is an amazing artist.
Mm-hmm.
She's an amazing writer. Her vocals are insane, and she has such this natural rasp to her voice.
It's really unique.
It's unique. You can tell her voice from a mile away. Or you don't ever have to hear her and you can tell that that's a different voice, a different artist. You know what I mean? Like, she's just got this vocal tone about her that is so different, and I love that. But a long time ago, I heard, I think it was a filler song on one of her albums, and it's called Bird Set Free.
Mm.
And this is really weird because this whole, you guys are about to find out pretty soon, so I might as well go ahead and start, you know, kind of hinting towards it. This whole new era for me is about being set free. I literally have a song on the EP called Cut Me Loose. So it's very interesting. Of course, songs like this have a lot of influence towards that, but I love the message that stuff like this has because at the end of the day, I feel like, especially with our phones and with people that are getting in, like, unexpected lists, some of that story as well, people getting in these quick relationships and just doing too much too fast. And of course, we can get in our head in college, we can get in our head through school, and we can lose ourselves through all of this or just be completely demeaned by our surroundings as well. And it's like we're in the wrong spot, and we find ourselves feeling like we're in the wrong spot, of course, but we have to be set free. And so this is a song telling that story. So at the beginning of the song, in the first verse, she goes, "Clipped wings, I was a broken thing. Had a voice, but I could not sing. You would wind me down. I struggled on the ground." Of course, we've all felt like we were in a situation where we were the underdog, or like we were just being put down. This could be in a social setting. This could be in any type of setting. This could be literally anything. I shouldn't have even said anything specific, because you know what I mean? Like, this could be anything. That's also what I love about metaphorical messaging like this, is it's whenever you listen to it, you put your own imagination in the spots that need filled. You know what I mean? It's like anything that she's not saying, she's giving you enough to really relate to it, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah.
So lost, the line had been crossed. Had a voice, but I could not talk. You held me down. I struggle to fly now. Ooh. Oh my God.
Ooh.
Jasiah in general, I like the way she puts her words together too, because it is kind of in this emotional way. You can tell when, well, not always, but usually I can feel whenever she's singing, I can tell that she's written this herself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've watched a couple videos on how Sia writes her songs. She usually will just like be playing on the piano and she'll come up with her melodies like really quick. She, mm-hmm. I think she said she wrote, she wrote, what was that big hit? She had Elastic Heart or something like that. She wrote one, or maybe it was Chandelier. It was either Elastic Heart or Chandelier. She said she wrote the hook of that just playing around on the piano, and it just came to her like within 30 seconds. She sang it fluid. She just sang back to back what it ended up being. It was insane for me to hear that. I was like, do you understand?
That's so hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. Of course, if you're on that wave, like if you're, I can't play piano fluently like that, so I wish that I could. But like, if you're in that wave, I could see how you could do that, but for me, like, each song experience is different, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's like, sometimes, like, yeah, I could write a whole song in 5 minutes. Sometimes it takes 5 days. Sometimes yeah. I've wrote the hook one day and then I couldn't finish it. And then I come back to it the next day and I've got a killer first verse. Or,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very sporadic. So it's really cool to hear other people's experience with songwriting, too. That's all. But in the refrain, she goes, "Oh, there's a scream inside that I... Oh, there's a scream inside that we all try to hide. We hold on so tight, we cannot deny, eats us alive. Oh, it eats us alive." Just meaning whenever you try to push these struggles down and just continue on that path, it eats you alive. Like, you're going to just feel weaker as far as a whole being and a soul, because you're not on the path that's actually meant for you. You're being pushed down. And even if you're not being pushed down from an outside source, you're being pushed down by yourself, because you're not letting yourself grow in the way that you could have been. You know what I mean? On the path that you should be on. She goes, "Oh yes, there's a scream inside that we all try to hide, but we hold on so tight." I don't want to die. Sorry, I was making sure it just wasn't a repeat.
Yeah.
"I don't want to die." It's the same thing. She's just saying she's going to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to let it really kill her. "And I don't care if I sing off key. I found myself in my melodies. I sing for love. I sing for me. I shout it out like a bird set free." Now me as... yes, I love the way she put those words together. And me as a singer, I related to this. I was like, you know what? I don't care if I sing off key.
I don't care if everything I do sounds terrible.
I'm going, yes, I found myself in my melodies. Like, just pour your heart out into something. I always live by this purposeful reasoning, or, you know what I mean? I always say that we all have a purpose. We all have a reason here. And a lot of times I write down, of course, I find that mine is singing and bringing happiness through singing and music in general. But whenever I write down my music, it lets a lot of that stress and, you know, it just lets everything inside that we're holding in free, is pretty much what she's saying. "I sing for love and I sing for me." Meaning, you don't really do it to impress other people. You do it to spread a good message, and you do it to make yourself happy because you feel that that's what you're here for. That's your purpose. That's your reasoning. Well, for her, this is what she's saying in the words. This is your reasoning, whoever's listening. I don't care if I sing off key. I found myself in my melodies. I sing for love. I sing for me. I shout it out like a bird set free. "Now I fly, hit the high notes. I have a voice. I have a voice. Hear me roar tonight. You held me down, but I fought back loud." So just meaning you can overcome these situations.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I feel like in this metaphorical, when she is talking about somebody, she's saying like, "Oh, you held me down, but I'm fine now." But I feel like the overall song is just for any situation. If you're feeling like you're in a rough spot or whatever it is, find the source to this issue and set yourself free. You are in control. We can move on from this. And Spread your wings, be a bird. Set
free. Two spread birds. Your wings, just be a bird.
Just be a bird. Bird set free. But that's funny. It's bird set free and we're two birds catching.
Catch on to that.
That is funny. So, this week on Pop Culture Wilden, mm-hmm. we're doing quite a different theme.
Yeah.
This week, we're going to cover some of the good movies that are coming out. Because there's a lot of movie news going on right now. We cannot deny.
No.
Brittany, tell them what's coming.
Okay. So, obviously, we have The Lion King coming out.
Yes. I'm actually going to go see that tonight, I think.
Ooh, fun.
Yes, I'm excited.
Meghan Markle was there at the premiere. Our girl. Yes. Beyonce's in it. Billy Eichner.
That's so, hold on real quick. That's funny to me that we address it now as Meghan Markle was there instead of like Prince Harry was there with us.
Because usually Meghan Markle was there.
Yes, yes.
So important. Okay. yeah. Idris Elba, I think, is in it as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of big names in this movie.
Yes, Childish Gambino. Bunch of people. It's Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Great, great cast, honestly. It seems it's going to be, like, it seems like the cast that they've got, like, fit them
well. For sure.
Yeah.
Next, that's July 18th. And then on September 13th, we have Hustlers coming out. Okay.
Yes, yes.
That's got so many people in it. It's got Lizzo, Cardi B, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
That girl from Riverdale who plays Betty.
Yeah, yeah.
Her name escapes me. You know her.
You know her.
She's beautiful.
The one.
Sprouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's going to be a lot going on with that one. It looks good. And Kiki Palmer as well.
Yes, Kiki. I've always been a big fan of Kiki Palmer. Since I've seen her in Aquila and the Bee, I've always liked her. And she had this song not too long ago called I Don't Belong to You. I may break that down one day.
Do it.
I Don't Belong to You. It's a really good song.
I love that.
And speaking of J-Lo, though, there was some talks about her possibly doing the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's going to be in Miami. Like, that'd be perfect. Mm-hmm. Who better to do the Miami Super Bowl than J-Lo? Like,
J-Lo.
I'm not, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't go through her music. I don't go through her discography. I don't listen to it. But I feel like...
She's got a lot.
As far as the theme and everything like that, it would be perfect person to keep it very upbeat. Like, you know, Maroon 5 and Coldplay. I love Maroon 5. But like those two bands were more of like it, the vibe wasn't as upbeat as we needed it for the Super Bowl.
It didn't amp anybody up.
No, and so I feel like for the Miami ones, it'd be perfect.
Yeah. What if she brought out like Cardi B or something?
You know what? I would just die.
Because they had a song together.
Oh, De Niro.
Yeah.
They
could really do that.
They could. That'd be great. also, we have Little Mermaid coming out with Hailey Bailey, Melissa McCarthy's in talks. Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lizzo was actually really begging for that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Ursula.
Yeah. Yes. She put up a video.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah. She put up a video of her in makeup and everything singing the song and was like, please. And they were like, oh.
I'm for it, Lizzo. I think you should.
Yeah.
So Harry Styles is in talks to be in early negotiations is what it said to maybe be Prince Eric.
That would be so
cool.
That
would wreck my stuff.
That would wreck my stuff.
Yeah, so then he would probably have a song because in the Broadway version, in the original film, Prince Eric doesn't have a musical number, but he, I think, is going to have one in this.
Well, I'm actually in talks to write it. So.
Yeah, I think that's... Speaking of that, there is going to be a song from the original person, but with lyrics by Lin-Manuel Miranda, the person who wrote Hamilton, and the song's from
Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's incredible, and so that's going to be perfect. I cannot wait to hear that. Anything he puts out is actually gold.
Gold.
Certified gold.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
You guys, there's a lot of good movie content coming out.
There is.
I'm excited. I think, like I said, I think I am going to go see Lion King tonight.
Mm. Yes.
Did you hear Beyonce's new Spirit song?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
It's got the video that dropped and Blue Ivy's in it. That was a big thing. Everybody was like watching
She looks amazing in all those promotional, the black dress and stuff.
Yeah,
she's
powerful. Beyonce is just beautiful, powerful, elegant, supreme, queen, everything, whatever we need to say. I love her. And also, I found out her song Top Off, I didn't really pay attention to the lyrics. Well, it's DJ Khaled's song Top Off, but she really shined.
She
shined a lot on that one. And I found out that she's like dissing a lot of people. Like, she's dissing Tiffany Pollard.
Oh.
No, not Tiffany Pollard. I'm so sorry, Tiffany Pollard. Tiffany Haddish. She's dissing Tiffany Haddish whenever she says, you're going to have to sign a non-disclosure to party with the queen or whatever. She's talking about Tiffany Haddish because Tiffany Haddish came out and was, like, saying stuff about whenever they were partying and something about how they... there was like an issue or something, and she was telling T pretty much, and Beyonce was like, you need to shut up
at this level. Yeah,
yeah, she was like, I'm topping off. So I thought that was interesting.
I'll have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, off topic, but that is cool. There's lots of good movies coming out. Lots and lots.
Well, there is something more sinister happening as well.
Dun, dun, dun.
And just like that, here we are.
Here we are.
So we found out about this through a real government statement.
Yeah.
That was issued to one of our family members.
Yeah.
And that's how we found out about all this mess. You've heard of, you've seen it, all the people doing their pictures with the face app to make them look older or younger.
It was a big thing here within this past week. I uploaded one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I put it on the story. Not on my like grid, but I uploaded it on the story. But here's how I got away with it. I had, I didn't like have my photographer do it, but my photographer sent it to me. Mm. And he was like, oh, this is funny.
Okay.
And I just uploaded it. So I didn't even download it or see the app. I didn't use it. And that's a whole thing in itself. Yeah.
Well, that's good because...
That's good.
Face app is coming under a little fire. All right. So when you get this app, it makes you allow access to all your photos. And, you know, lots of apps do the same thing, like Facebook and Instagram do some sort of level of the same thing. Mm-hmm. But this app is developed by a Russian programmer, and so they're thinking that it could be bad because they are using it to train AI software to make facial recognition more possible. They think that they are getting access to all your photos, your iCloud stuff, and not only are they analyzing on your phone, they're taking it and putting it into a separate iCloud.
Yeah.
And in the fine print of the app, it says that they have the rights to distribute your stuff worldwide. Like, they have ownership of it.
Yeah.
And it could be all a ruse to get some stupid Americans to
send a bunch of pictures.
Send, you know, allow all their data. Mm-hmm. They have access to 150 million people's photos at this point.
Wow.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, that is insane.
Yeah, Russia's known for the high-profile disinformation campaigns, and they often use unsuspecting people's photographs to spread false information. So your photos could be used for whatever they want, literally.
So is this like a fact or is this a conspiracy?
It's a little bit of both, okay?
It's a little bit of both. Yeah. I'm like, I think we were titling this a conspiracy, but this is just straight up facts. Something you need to know.
Yeah, people are just granting access to all their stuff unknowingly.
Yeah. Forbes broke this copyright or whatever. Forbes broke this morning. This is a Forbes story, but it's pretty fresh. This is pretty interesting. I think we should all be a bit more careful with what we're allowing access on our phones to go to.
And is it worth it?
Is it worth it? I know right now a lot of apps are asking for access to my location.
I don't want nobody to know anything about me.
I don't like that. You know how you can get on Snapchat now and see on the maps where everybody is?
I don't even have a Bitmoji because I don't mess with that.
I didn't even make one.
They can't even find me.
They can't find me. That's funny.
I don't. Mama doesn't like technology. All right. But let's get real. The thing here is that makes it so extra spooky is that the FBI has been called to investigate into it.
Yeah.
So why would the FBI pop up on the scene if they didn't need to be on the scene?
Yeah. You know? That's what's kind of separating this story from Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook and all these other
things. You know, Facebook filters. Did get into some trouble, but the FBI was there, and so FBI is coming in to see exactly what are they doing with all this. You know, once they own it, what are they utilizing these pictures for, this information for? They said it could even be down to your names, like down to your information, your contacts. Like, it could be anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I saw a guy, I was watching a video on it earlier on CNN, and he said to not be concerned about it, but I feel a little concerned.
I didn't even know CNN was still on. I didn't know it was that trustworthy.
Well, I Googled on YouTube and Googled on YouTube.
Googled on YouTube.
I looked up on YouTube. I was like, FaceApp, what's happening with it? And watched a couple different things.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But the analyst came in and was, you know, saying there's nothing to be worried about, but I don't know. I think we need more information.
I do think we need more information. I like this story, and I like that they are spreading awareness that we need to be careful with what we are sharing. Because it is
kids.
A lot.
Kids don't know what the hell is going on.
Kids will just download an app and give it all access, everything to anything you ever wanted, and my bank account and
my
social security.
Make your kid think that they don't have electricity. Make your kid think that electricity hasn't been invented yet, and that all they can play with is blocks.
And then whenever they get 5 years old and realize 18. That they have a light in their room, they'll feel so blessed.
Right. And that's why I'm never having kids ever. Thank you.
I'm kidding.
Welcome to my TED Talk.
Oh my God.
Guys, we did it.
We did this. That's, I love that story, you guys. We're going to keep you updated on all of
we
this.
We will, because I'm
especially Meghan Markle.
Especially her, my baby. What are you doing?
What are you doing, love? We miss you.
Yeah, we do.
Come over.
Right?
Come over, come over, come over.
That's actually a pretty good song, I actually like
yeah.
it. Screw it.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in this
yes,
week.
Thank
this
you.
Was really fun. We love you for listening, and we love
do.
To come to the table and share some thoughts. And we love the communication aspect of it. You guys, mm-hmm. comment some spookies that you like.
Yes, and want to hear about.
Yes.
We'll dig into them.
Yes, and let us know some new pop culture stories while they're coming out. Maybe we haven't seen them. We don't know. Maybe because of you, we'll share this breaking news that
right.
nobody would have known.
Right.
So
or
let
just
us
anything
know.
You feel like telling us.
Yes.
I don't know.
Let us know. You know, everything.
And
let
don't
us know what you're
use Face App.
Don't. That's what we got out of this today.
Yep.
Don't use
That's
Face
today's.
App. That's today's. Don't use don't. Face App. But we love you.
We
check
do.
Us out on Instagram and all of the Pocket Cast and
Anchor,
Spotify,
and
Anchor,
Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
iTunes,
mm-hmm.
everything. You know where we're at.
Go get it.
TwoBirdsCatchingUp.com will also keep you updated on what you missed out on. But
absolutely.
We love you.
We do.
And thank you
I
for listening.
Love.
Deep love. I guess I'm gonna hang up now.
Okay, I'm going. All right.
It's done.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.